Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from intensivecareathome.com.au, where we help long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy to improve their quality of life, and where we also help hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I published guidelines for mechanical home ventilation. If you haven't read them, you can check them out on our mechanical home ventilation guidelines on our website. In this week's blog, I want to show you how to provide more privacy and dignity for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy. Privacy and dignity for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy is something that is minimized in intensive care units, and it's often completely missing depending on the setup of a unit, as sometimes side rooms are unavailable and patients may be treated in the middle of a busy unit. Privacy and dignity, therefore, can only be provided to an extent, and it's also something that in a busy unit may not be the focus of the staff. Privacy and dignity also go hand in hand with an improved quality of life, which in case of long-term ventilation in intensive care can't be achieved in a clinical or hospital environment. Quality of life, privacy and dignity, however, can be achieved outside of intensive care for long-term ventilated adults and children in their home. It's far less stressful, it's less busy, people are able to sleep at night, they're not exposed to the noise that staff are making in a busy intensive care unit, they're not exposed to emergency buttons and emergency situations that they may witness, and so forth. So what is the alternative? The alternative is to clearly think what the intensive care environment is unable to provide for a person who has been there for many weeks or sometimes many months, and to further think of the endless possibilities that exist for a long-term ventilated adult or child at home with the right level of support and skills, with the right setup, and more importantly, with the right mindset. Once a long-term ventilated adult or child with tracheostomy has left the intensive care unit and has gone home, privacy and dignity, a good night's sleep, having peace of mind, and the ability to make decisions and live life in the comfort of their own home are paramount and certainly achievable. Intensive Care at Home provides tailor-made services to provide privacy and dignity, quality of life, and or quality of end of life and peace of mind for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy and their families. In an environment that is client and family friendly, the client and their family become the center of our holistic care, and therefore we can achieve peace of mind for all parties involved, but mainly for the client and their family. Also, think about it. You, as the referring intensive care unit, can have an empty bed that you can use for more acutely unwell patients. What are your thoughts and views about privacy and dignity in intensive care for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy? Do you think intensive care units can provide optimum privacy and dignity compared to a home care environment? Leave your comments on our blog below. If you are a health professional in intensive care and you think you know a long-term ventilated adult or child with tracheostomy and their family who would like to improve their quality of life in their own home rather than in intensive care, even if it's to go home for a few days, and if your organization would also like to save money and resources along the way, or if you simply have any questions, or if you are a family member of somebody who is in intensive care, give us a call or simply send me an email to patrick@intensivecareathome.com.au. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecareathome.com.au, and I'll see you again in another update next week. Thank you.